All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I have George H. Lewis joining me today. Now, this guy has a lot of credentials, folks. Astrologer, cosmologist, artist, and sound therapist. Did I say that right?
Yep, that's right.
Sound therapist. Now, this is interesting because we're going to be talking about three Ayahs today. What does it mean? And this is going to be specifically for my Christian audience, folks. This is going to be for everybody because we really need to take a real deep and hard look into what this thing is. It's doing some very, it's like an anomaly, right? Right, George? It's acting intelligent. And there's a lot of evidence coming out to show this. So before we get into this, folks, just remember, get your noble gold, get your noble gold. The feds are out of options, rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversal. They call it policy, but it's really panic. Inflation is eating savings, the job market's slowing, and confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper, and now it's starting to burn. That's why smart investors are moving into what's real, gold and silver, folks. And there's no company I trust more than Noble Gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. NobleGoldInvestments.com, wealth protection simplified. All right, George, let's get into this. So where do you want to kick this off? I mean, we've been hearing about this now for the last, I guess, year, right? I mean, at least me. I mean, it's really been – but now we're in that time frame, that window, and now I don't know. Are we supposed to see it in the sky, or is it just going to be what NASA tells us? Because I don't trust NASA. I'm just going to say.
Well, absolutely. I mean, NASA, I think in Hebrew, does mean to deceive. So we have to be aware of that. But it's called Three Eye Atlas. I kind of like to look at the symbology. Three Eye Atlas, three I. I is the ninth letter of the alphabet. So 3-9 Atlas. I kind of like that straight off the bat, because if you think of Tesla's idea of if you want to find the secrets of the universe, you think in terms of frequency, energy, and vibration. This is definitely a high frequency. I'm going to call it, in a very posh way, a thing. You know, whether it's an entity, it's definitely, for me, not a comet. Now, what is also interesting, it's got nine supporting objects corresponding with it. These nine objects I find quite interesting because it reminds me a little bit of Dante.
So would it look like its own, like, little mini solar system?
Yeah, and I mean, there's much speculation. I mean, if you listen to some of David Serrada's work, and I know you've had him on already, I mean, he speaks in great detail about this. It's almost like some Stargate that has been opened up. It is definitely interstellar, this. This isn't just something that's coming through our solar system like other comets. I mean, this is interdimensional for me. And what I want to offer you and your audience today is some of the what's called the astrological correspondence. I mean, this is proper cosmology. This is real science of the stars. And I know many of your audience aren't familiar with the language of astrology, the language of the stars, but stars have a pecking order. The planets have a pecking order. And when the planets are in a certain sign, they operate at a higher level of consciousness than other signs. So everyone's got good and bad aspects in their own chart, and that's part of their soul journey. What is quite incredible is, as the comet, if you want to call it that, came through this, the object, Three Eye Atlas, came through our solar system, it not only conjoined each planet on a religious holiday, but it conjoined the planet Mars, for example, at the beginning of October, when Mars was exalted in Scorpio. Mars likes to be in Scorpio, and it was exactly on that day that Trump and the United States government started the peace process properly in the Middle East. And it's almost like, wow, we are reconditioning, reevaluating the archetype of Mars, which is war. If we think in our world, we've had permanent war. We do not have memory of a peaceful global civilization.
Never.
That is not in our collective consciousness.
No.
And this energetic is coming in to support our evolution to higher realms. Peace. Also, authenticity. Real, honest conversations like you do with your people.
But could they be deceit? Could it be, are they coming here to deceive humanity? Could they be the lowercase g, right? You know, we've already known, I mean, I'm imagining the powers that be have known this thing is coming for a very long time. And you see shows like Ancient Aliens and things like that. And I almost feel like it's programming or conditioning the public to accept something like this coming. Now, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. That's why I have you on. But like this thing coming into our, so that's now in our solar system, are they going to present themselves as, as our gods? Are they going to be, tell us that they have seeded our planet? Are they going to even show up, or are they just going to pass right through?
You see, I mean, in some ways, this is the great schism in our civilization, really. Are we going to choose heart chakra, real Christed light? What the real essence of what Christ came to do 2,000 years ago, which we must embody today, open up the toroidal field, which is the heart, and embrace the potential for human evolution and growth in consciousness on the one hand, if you like, the Venus archetype, the Neptune archetype, and on the other hand, is the fear. The Saturnian, Saturn, Satan, you see, the false matrix that people like Laura Eisenhower speak so well about, and David Icke, of course. And it's like we have a choice here of which direction. If we stay in that low frequency of fear, and we then succumb to the bullhorn of that fear, Saturn fear, which is the mainstream media, run by that very nefarious group of people around the world who control civilization, which obviously does pertain to the Anunnaki, and you sort of allude to that, of control. That is going to then take you on a vector. You're going to eat synthetic food. You're going to do what those Saturnian systems want you to do. But on the other hand, if you go back and reconnect to the Christ, to the divine codes, to the nature, to the animals, to the non-synthetic, the divine in yourself, by drinking structured water, by eating proper organic food grown from the farm, barefoot on the ground, then you start to engage almost telepathically, empathically, emotionally, with something that is here to usher us in to the new way of being. Because I'm an astrologer, I'm a cosmologist, I'm very interested in reading signs of the stars. The ancients always did it, and actually the Vatican and the City of London and Washington, D.C. have always done it as well. And
That's
my
why they
job.
have so many telescopes. I mean,
Right.
but I mean, the Vatican has a telescope. What is it called? Lucifer?
Yes, and it's also got many variations of that Luciferian name, Lucis and stuff in the United Nations. They're always playing off that. And for me, that's the inversion, because everything for me is neutral. Energy is neutral. Do we use the knife, for example, Nino, to break the bread, to feed the family, to give support over a beautiful meal, or do we use the knife in a satanic ritual? That's where, in a way, everything's down to application. So I would say, astrologically, this is a very potent moment for us to get closer to really what the life is really meant to be about, moving away from illusion, understanding that we do have brothers and sisters out there in the galaxy. We aren't alone. That's the old Cartesian limitation of materialism, which has kept us in that low frequency, low density of enslavement through an economic system. Your people know all about the Federal Reserve and the Jekyll Island. I don't need to go into that, but that's part of the mechanism which is now breaking down. And I can prove to you astrologically, especially with the conjunction of Venus, this amazing entity that we call 3A Atlas, not only came past Venus when she's exalted or at home in her domicile of Libra, but it was exactly conjoined the full moon when Venus rules Taurus, the full moon. I know that's quite technical, but it's bringing in massive beneficence and kindness and focusing humans on relationships. Have you not noticed in the last 2, 3 weeks, a lot of relationships have had to break down? A lot of relationships have been sped up in terms of frequency.
My
If you are.
dad is in ICU right now. I'm dealing with
I'm.
it, and it's very bad. It's like
I'm.
it's so
Well,
I'm
our.
dealing with
our
that personally, you know.
so our prayers, let's say our prayers for him, for his soul's evolution. He must go to where he needs to go. It's not even about us to want. I mean, this is the great difficulty when we lose loved ones, and you know this, is it isn't, we don't, we mustn't hold on, because their soul may need something else. And it's almost like that beneficent neutrality of unconditional love, because we are souls having a human experience. We aren't just random meat packing entities randomly running around and then dying and paying taxes. That is the Saturnian false matrix. So with your beautiful father, we pray that he journeys on to where he needs to go for the highest outcome of his conscious soul. And that's really the beauty of what's happening on our planet writ large. So we must look at this entity because I know it astrologically. It's here totally to push away the demonic order, which has been so heavy on us as a civilization for so long.
So, you know, when there's certain planet alignments and certain things happening, there's a shift in the frequency and the way people feel sometimes, you know, what is it, Mercury retrograde? I mean,
Yes.
people, a lot of things get distorted and messed up technologically. Are you telling me that this thing is bringing in a force that is going to cause people to really analyze and reflect on themselves and change?
Yes, I do believe that. I think AI Atlas is a one-off event and it's a pivot point for mankind's consciousness. It has been prophesied by many of the mystics on our planet.
But I mean, we
And
wouldn't know about this unless really NASA wasn't telling us it was coming. I mean, who really is there anybody out there who's following this on their own with their own technology, with their own telescope?
well, I understand you should speak to Richard. What's his name? I forget. He's a friend of David Sorada, and he's had access. Hang on, I'll
But
remember
there's
his name
people
in a
like
minute.
Avi Loeb, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think there are some images. I mean, to be honest with you, I have to be totally honest. I am not there with my telescope. I can't
See,
sit here and.
that's the problem I have with it because we can't trust anything that they're putting out there,
Okay,
right?
but
And
what
this
I.
would line up with the alien card that they're getting ready to play.
Well, Project Bluebeam, yes, but that's the demonic false narrative. What I can say, reading the lines, I find it very interesting because every single alignment with each planet is incredibly beneficent. I mean, I could just go on.
But
I
who's
mentioned.
telling us that? Okay, so where I'm going with this, obviously, is who's telling us that it's aligning with these planets? NASA?
Well, even if
I
NASA
mean,
is, no one's telling, but no one's telling us because no one's actually doing the astrology. So, for example, Mars actually rules Scorpio. Venus rules Libra. Mars is exalted in Capricorn. When we have the winter solstice, the conjunction of Mars, Sun, and Moon, that is a whole reorientation of the Capricorn archetype. Remember, Saturn rules Capricorn. The City of London, the United Kingdom, is a Saturn Capricorn ruled country. What is the United States? It was a rebuke to that. It said no in 1776 on July 4th. We're going to do it very differently in opposition in the zodiac sign of Cancer. And not only was the United States founded on July 4th with Jupiter exalted in Cancer, Jupiter is currently in Cancer, but it was conjoined Venus and the great star Sirius. That is not accidental, Nino. That is very potent for the United States journey work in the world to bring in freedom for human nature, for humankind. And we're seeing the reactivation of the Second Republic as I speak. And in a way, it's connected to the conversation. It's connected to the conversation regarding the Atlantean conversation, the new Atlantis.
You know, it's coming through a propulsion system, presumably. I mean, we're watching this come on its own. I mean, I would imagine that UFOs come here by folding face and time, space and time, or through a portal or something like that. But they're doing this on purpose, correct? Is what a lot of people are saying. It's purposely using its propulsion system to guide itself through our solar system, correct? The way it's doing so that we add it with that we so that we notice it.
Yeah, I mean, and also I understand at the timing, people were able to get images before the beginning of October of it, and then it was shut down at around the time that Trump had all those military generals in for that big meeting. And so there's definitely something going on. I just tend to see it astrologically because of the way the planets are aligned in actually a very beneficent way, which is a very kind way to support really the evolution of humanity. It's a catalyst, if you like. And so if I turn it to the conversation with the Christians, it's going to help open up Christianity a little bit beyond the limitation of just the doctrine.
So let me ask you this. There's a quote in the Bible, right, that I like to refer to and I look at quite often, and it's Luke. Luke 21:26. Luke hearts will fail. Comes from the Bible, specifically Luke's, which states that men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. This is a prophetic description of a future time of great upheaval and dread caused by cosmic events. Cosmic events. and the impending judgment on Earth. I mean, when I look at this, I think, are we dealing with deception? Is that what they're talking about here? Are we talking about a third eye atlas here? I mean, people are going to look at this thing and be like, wow, this is it. These are the gods. This aligns perfectly with the indictments coming out, the arrests. It has been quoted and saying, is it time to play the alien card? And this to me would be how they would do it. If you're asking me, like, I don't know. I don't,
No, none
I'm
of us.
very open. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out because I don't, I don't trust him. I
No, no, no.
don't
And
trust him, so I'm just saying. And so I go back to the Bible and I look at this and I go, I'll probably stick to that because the timing of this seems to be when Trump's making a big move.
absolutely, but we don't know the moves and counter moves, of
No.
course. None of us do. And yes, we're all blind in a way. I think my humble offering today is because of the way the planets are aligned, it can't be too negative. I'll give you an example. We normally have a major conflagration of war when Uranus moves into Gemini. For example, Uranus has just today moved out of Gemini because it started through the retrograde cycle and it's just moved back into Taurus. It'll be there for 2 or 3 more months and then it will be in Gemini properly for the next 5, 6 years. The last time it was in Gemini was the Second World War. The time before that was the Civil War. The time before that was the Revolutionary War. Here's the difference this time, Nino, is the placements of the planets, if you like, the harmonics, because it's all music of the spheres. The way that Uranus in Gemini vibrates with Pluto and then Saturn and Neptune is a beautiful harmonic. It isn't a war. It's almost like it looks like a war, but it's an ushering in of consciousness. So the Saturn always does his most worst tricks before he dies. That is, we've read enough literature. We know that the
Which
last
is the
god.
which would be translated to our deep state.
Absolutely. 100%, Saturn is the deep state. The deep state is in its final death throes. And I can prove that to you because, again, astrology doesn't ever lie. And this is one of the great sadnesses when I talk to my Christian fellow brethren, is they have been told for so long that it's demonic because the powers that be don't want we, the people, to have access to this information. Because when we do, we can see through the Babylonian matrix. And so when I tell you, and I'm just reading the signs here, I'm not even doing intuitive reading here, when Saturn conjoins Neptune at the zero point of Aries, February 14th, next year, 2026, that hasn't happened for over 12,000 years at that conjunction. That is, and Saturn's at his weakest point in the zodiac. So Babylonian structure, deep state, at its weakest point in the entire zodiac, February 14th next year. And that weakness is already,
February 14th of 2026.
yes, but it's incredibly weak already now
Yeah.
because we've already got that conjunction due to the retrograde. It's not exact at the moment. It's dipped back into Pisces, still not a good place for Saturn. And Neptune's there. Neptune loves to be. It's the dissolving Neptune of Saturn, Babylonia. And once we go into February, we are going to see it become visualized for the first time. We, the people, will be able to come out of our fear. So I entreaty our audience today, not to go into the fear. Take the breath work, genuinely. Allow the grace of God to come in. Open the crown. That's where grace comes in. Start doing more of the practice, barefoot on the ground, reconnect to nature, reconnect to animals, out of the synthetic, back into the biological.
And this is coming at a time when humanity is consumed with their phones. Everyone's on their phones. Everyone's on their laptop. We're immersed with technology, with chemicals in our food, planes spraying the air. I
It's
mean,
a
we are
race.
now at a place where we do need to break that connection with technology, I think, and look
We have
into,
to.
yeah, because. Where's it going? I mean, now with AI, we don't even know what's real and what's not anymore. I mean, it's happening so fast. I look at now with the CGI. I just wouldn't watch, Frankenstein, and I was watching. I was like, man, just how much movies have improved with the technology, the CGI. And I'm like, gosh, in 5 years from now, two years from now, we're not gonna be able to tell what's what.
No.
You know, like
So,
nothing is, it's just, where is this going? It's scary to me.
well, there's a race against time on the one hand, and of course, time is Saturn. It's ruled by Kronos, chronology. That's where the word time comes from. But without being too technical to your audience, there are two types of time. There's Kronos and Kairos. Kronos is linear time. Kairos is quality time. I posit the fact that if we get back into community, get into the garden, get with the people we are really connected to from a heart perspective, that then balances out the technology. And then very, very quickly, what will happen, the technology, because the algorithm is going to change. I'm already beginning to notice the algorithm's beginning to change. No longer pure death cult
Yeah, that's over.
Exactly. Look, I'm not on ChatGPT very much, but I've started using it only in the last week just to look up some things. It's getting better than Google was 5 years ago. This is progress. We are getting more access. And of course, I do believe, and this is where I'm a believer, I'm a man of faith, is you can't give the population 0 to 60 straight away. Because we've all, and me included, by the way, we've been so held down, so brainwashed, so propagandized and manipulated. It has to be a controlled demolition, to quote Q.
You're right.
And exactly. And so I am also, for your audience who don't know me, I am an American citizen. I'm an American patriot. I believe in the American experiment because it's only through America that we can actually have global freedom. It's not coming through Europe. It's certainly not coming through China. I would also argue modern Russia is a big player in that. That's another conversation
I agree
indeed.
with you on that, by the way.
Exactly. Many of us patriots do. And I've read much of Anastasia by Maigret, and that book is outstanding. And of course, it's been banned in the West, and you can get it. But it's really telling you about the power of us in our divine nature codes, in nature. And this is a race against time on the one hand, but what it really is a light is being shone on the synthetic. The light is being shone on the Homo Borg genetic, on the transhuman project. And we, the people, are saying no to transhumanism. And as a result, we get back our light codes, our DNA. Last, what is in our DNA? Very powerful. What is in our DNA? I can read it to you as I'm
Yes.
here, right in front of me. I suspected this would be relevant today. What is coded in your DNA? Who put it there? Why? Mankind is repressed. We will be repressed no more. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information is power. How do you protect your DNA? There is a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. Ascension. Obviously it's cryptic, but it allows, it's poetic. It's enigmatic. It allows us to soften in and to do some inner work, to have some contemplation about who we are, what is our ontology. And again, in astrology, Pluto's moved into Aquarius. We are in the Aquarian age now. And the cosmos changes. Our sun was yellow when we were younger. It
Oh,
is
I
now,
remember that.
exactly, it's now more white. There's so many
I
clues.
mean, people think I'm crazy for saying that. I'm
No,
like,
you're
I
not. You're.
remember when the sun was yellow, like a bulbous yellow. Like I remember it being just a very like a corn yellow, and now it's white. Like that's crazy. I've often thought I was nuts for saying that.
Well, there are many of us, you see. I mean, it's always hard when one is very truth orientated because the nature of the world is one gets sidelined because it's hard because people get really, really scared of truth. And of course, silence is the greatest ally of control. And awareness is the beginning of resistance. And people like yourself have played a major part in this country's evolutionary progress. And it's very beautiful that so many of us in our own ways can partake in this because knowledge must be shared and you do it well and power must be questioned. And Candace Owens does an incredible, brave job of asking questions. I mean, the elephant in the room, of course, is World War II, and that's coming next on the menu. And
You
it
mean
doesn't mean
World War III?
questions about
Okay.
what happened in World War II.
I said, no, I know. That's why I elaborated on what you just said because I want people to catch that.
Well, exactly. And but of course, World War I, World War II, World War III, all predictive programming. And as we awaken, we can see what the dark arts have wanted to do. Now, back to Three Eye Atlas, if I may quickly. I mean, it is definitely interstellar, and I think it's going to help reimagine. It's very Neptunian. Neptune is connected to Christ as an archetype. It's the hangman in the tarot, but it's very much about understanding something outside the limited bandwidth of frequency of what we see, taste, touch, and smell. And I suspect 3i Atlas has come from a different dimension, and it's going to show us that our planet, round or flat, again, it doesn't really matter, has different levels of consciousness in it. And when we can understand that and not define ourselves through our rigid belief systems, not only does our body get better, but actually the planet ascends in consciousness, because I am not my belief system. I mean, if you got to know me, my belief system 10 years ago, say on the monarchy, was a very different belief system to what it is now, and you can imagine which way it's gone. That is, for me, my evolution of my soul. You have your version of that. You're going through a lot dealing with, loss, quite frankly. And that's a major journey work for you as a soul, needing to go through that for the inner work, much like it is for Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Do you think that that's what gravity is? Gravity is the lower dimensions pulling us down.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
is that what I mean? I've always thought that that's probably what it is. Is we're caught in this third dimension because we have the pull of the lower dimensions and the higher frequency of the others, which is right where
So
we're at right here.
I love that question. Can I answer it in a very Neptunian way?
Sure.
Look when we dream, and we've all dreamed. We don't always remember our dreams, but let's put our hands up. Who's flown in our dreams? We all have it. Exactly. Exactly. That's interdimensional, because when we're in that higher realm of consciousness, we're free, and we have memory. I mean, my memory of flying in dreams is so uplifting. I long to do that. I don't even think a bird can fly in the way that I fly, because I'm a human, but I am out of gravity. So great analogy. Thank you for that. And that's part of this Christ consciousness of expansion of frequency. That's why I do the sound therapy. The sound allows us to come out of the monkey mind and actually have a better feeling, heart understanding, not mind, heart understanding of our reality, and our reality shifting fast. And I pray and sense and have an inner knowing that 3i Atlas is here to support us in that journey.
Now, would it, it's obvious, has this trajectory that it's going on right now, and I'm going to pull that up just for everybody to see. But it has this trajectory that it's going. So let's look at that for a second. Boom, there it is. Could it? I guess this is 3i Atlas right here going boom 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 in the straight line. I mean, if it's intelligent, why wouldn't it just stop right here and go to Earth or follow our, or I mean, is it just going to continue just going down this trajectory to expand it?
Well,
I've heard it's already made some very strange, it has, shifts or reverse propulsion or something like that.
I think it's pulling in energy from the planets. I mean, Mars doesn't have much of a what do you call it? It doesn't have an atmosphere. David Sorada certainly says it's got much more water on it than we've been told. I
Okay.
think it's reactivating the planets to support us. If it came right next to planet Earth, think of the mayhem.
Right. Oh, but I mean,
I mean.
but wouldn't that be ideal? I mean, as it's approaching,
Well,
wouldn't it be great to, like, for everyone to see it? Are
no,
we going to see it?
you see, I don't. This is where I'm a little different. I'm not getting caught up in that,
Okay.
because to me, there's a fascinating. If we're talking real Christianity here, I'm a man of faith, and it's interesting. I sense our president is a man of faith.
Yes.
Now, of course, some of these things are very tricky, and I speak personally here. To watch some of the stuff play out, for example, in New York and the Middle East, on a short-term level, it's heinous.
Right.
But I have read The Art of War, many of your listeners have, and I'm very aware of moves and counter-moves and strategy. And I'm very aware also of the Q post, not because I look at it as a savior, it's because I like to decipher, like many of us do, and analyze and get a sense of how it actually awakens us, the people. And in my mind, the effort is very clear. It helps many of us to ask more questions. We were not asking questions. But back to this, I think that line is actually very clear to me, because at the time when it comes round, it makes specific conjunctions with where the planets are within the zodiac, which allow for the beneficent, the kindness, the positive attributes to come out to help humanity rather than the negative, fearful ones. So this is a rebuke to Saturn. I mean, there's no question about it. Saturn, Baphomet, rules Capricorn. That's the low expression through Baphomet.
And this is
Also,
coming in as we usher in Aquarius.
yeah, in the winter, winter solstice is really the big one. I mean, to me, the two big dates are the conjunction of 3i Atlas with our planet Earth, which conjoins the Sun and the Moon and Mars in a great conjunction on December 20th and 21st. And to me, it's going to be intense, but it's going to show people some of the fakery of the controlled religions. It's going to show us also the fakery of cynical secularism and cynical atheism in particular. You see, to me, religious fundamentalism is as much atheistic as fundamental religious. And what do I mean by that? Because those two extremes, you can call it fascist or communist, it's the same thing. It's ultimate control, it's tyrannical. I'm right, you're wrong, and I will punish you if you don't think exactly like me. That is so un-Christ-like. So the secularist, the atheists who've given up on the soul, they're divorced from the
No, and
soul.
not only that, God will punish you. He'll send you to hell to burn forever for all of
Fine,
eternity.
but you see, I can't
I
speak on
mean,
that because
yeah,
I'm
I know, but
not
I'm
him.
just saying that's also another way I believe that's
Yeah, but it's hope.
mani
No, exactly. Now I understand what you mean. It's hopeless because there's no love in there. And I just know in my little life so far, when I actually allow you to be you, and as long as you're not doing child trafficking and all that ghastly
Yeah.
heinous crimes, you Nino does Nino. And there's the freedom in that. And if we can take that breath and actually allow our fellow human beings to journey in that, that's why the archetypes are so important. The Scorpio will do it differently from the Aries, and so on and so forth. That's not evil. That's common sense.
But is everything cyclical? So as we pass through Aquarius, then we go into the next zodiac
It's
sign, and then the next, and then the next, and we go back into the dark ages again, and then.
it's cyclical, but it's more spherical, because even though, I mean, you've got these huge planetary cycles, it's never the same. There may be certain repeats, patterns, like when we come out of one age, we go into the other, but it really depends on consciousness. If our consciousness is higher, see the end of Atlantis, the consciousness was not high enough to hold the technology. And I have memory of the repeat pattern, but the difference is this time, is there enough people like yourselves, higher in consciousness, allowing humanity to spiral upwards like a helix towards the light, as opposed to downwards towards entropy. Centropy instead of entropy. And I have a lot of faith that yes, it's hard work, it's a lot of journey work for all of us, but that's why we've come here at this time. And it's a magnificent time. And America has a very strong place, not just actually in the world, but in the galaxy, once we're through this, to be able to travel. And this is part of it where I say to my fellow Christians, let's get a bit more comfortable with what they call science fiction. It's spiritual fact, not science fiction.
All right, I have another question for you. Just first, let me just throw this mid-roll out there, folks. Collagen, get your collagen. In a recent clinical trial this year, women who took 2.5 grams of collagen peptides daily for 8 weeks saw an average of 25% reduction in eye wrinkle depth, a 9% improvement in skin elasticity, and a 29% a book in skin hydration, proving collagen can visibly strengthen and regenerate skin from within. This is why I use today's sponsor, folks, BioTrust Ageless Multi-Collagen, and I'm obsessed with the results it's giving my skin. BioTrust Ageless Multi-Collagen helps supercharge my skin health using five premium types of collagen needed to help reduce wrinkles. I've noticed smoother skin, more elasticity, more hydration, fewer fine lines, and a youthful glow. Plus, it also helps improve my joint health, bone strength, and connective tissues on top of my skin health, which helps me continue my workouts every day. For a limited time, you can grab a bag of BioTrust Ageless Multi-Collagen for 51% off only at Health with Nino. Plus, you'll also receive a free VIP Live Health and Fitness Coaching for Life, a free ebook titled The 14 Foods of Amazing Skin, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free express shipping with your order. Go to Health with Nino down there below, folks, and get started. So, I do have another question for you. I had a Stuart Swerdlow on, and it's going to premiere today. So we're pre-recording this, folks. Talking about how planet Earth is this like a universal dumping ground, right? A prison planet type place, and or I guess you could call it a school, whatever. But a universal dumping ground, and other alien species are very reluctant to bring us into this community. And that 3i Atlas right now is sending messages to the government, is what he's been briefed on, is what he says. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? What's your outlook on that? Are we a dumping ground for the universe? Are they reluctant to bring us into this Galactic Federation, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I'm just quoting what he said. I'm just asking you, what's your views on this?
I don't think the answer is singular because we live in polarity consciousness. I think we have to get a little bit more comfortable as a civilization, as a species, with complexity and polarity and duality, because that's our reality. So I think it is for many people, and of course, this is a big, deep philosophical conversation about the recycling of souls. And for example, I'm not going to name anyone in this instance, but someone who has done very dark work in the satanic sphere, especially with children, is going to have to suffer in a very, in my mind, and have to learn a very intense lesson karmically, and that's
Common sense, it would tell
it's
me that.
common sense. And we're talking not just in this life, right?
I
Let's
don't
get
think
that
you
clear.
get away with that. I don't.
No, you don't. You don't. But I can't speak to that as an authority because I'm speaking as a human being who doesn't have full memory from other lives, etc. So I think there's some truth to that, but I also think there's a lot of truth on the other side, hence the polarity, that some of us come in to actually help with the ascension process. Some of us come in, we're not really from here. And I think I've got to meet quite a lot of those types of souls over my life so far, that it is, for me, I could speak personally, this world has never made sense to me until the timeline change of 2016. And what I mean by that is it's not that it's got any easier. Since 2016, I have definitely been marginalized by the whole group of people I grew up with, family, because of my views on vaccines, the whole nine yards. And yet, I am more aligned in my soul contract now than I've ever been. And I speak for many, many of us in that regard when we're truthful, because we're here to help. You, and I mentioned this to you a moment ago, you're here to help in the ascension process in our own unique, humble ways. So it's
I'm
not
a
that you.
bit rougher on
Well,
the
that's the style. But that's okay. That's an archetype. That's style.
edges,
Wonderful. I can be pretty rough at times and be,
but
have a silly sense of humor. We all, and again, we're multifaceted. We're multifaceted human beings. But we're here for psychic upgrades at the moment. So, yes, it's a trauma planet on the one hand, but it's also an experimental planet of radical freedom. So, what I see is the potential for our Earth back to Tartaria for free energy. And for us to actually enjoy our massive creativity on this planet, which has been hugely subdued by the Sabbatean, to quote Stone, or the Khazarian Jesuit conspiracy. And that is being torn apart, thank goodness, thank God, literally. And here we are as co-creators within that, to make an earth which can reflect heaven, as opposed to going up to heaven, we bring heaven down to earth. I kind of like that, and I think it's got potential.
So, even if people don't see this thing in the sky, what you're saying is it's going to be giving us a consciousness upgrade, basically, a frequency heightening.
I'll tell a personal story. It's the only way I can answer that. On the day that 3i Atlas conjoined the sun on the 28th of October, I was driving back from Maine on a 3-hour journey, and a large white orb object came over my truck as I was driving. And this is the third or fourth, what I would call non-terrestrial experience I've had in my life. I speak again for many, many people who've had these experiences. This is not uncommon any longer. And I was quite kid-like. I was driving sensibly at 60, 65 miles an hour, and I saw it. And I'm kind of used to this now, and I got excited, and it got bigger, and it glowed like a bright moon, but it wasn't the moon. The moon was over there. It was only a half moon. And I thought, oh, this is really cool. And then I got a bit silly, childlike. I got my head out of the window and tried to really engage with it. And of course, it was a higher intelligence. And once I did that, it left because I was going to go and probably crash. So. And so for me, instead of the heart being in fear, because of course it's a vibrational match, at that specific time, Nino, my heart was open to receive the frequency of that exchange, energetic exchange, and so we had that connection. If I was in fear, it wouldn't have happened, because I've been there in the past when I saw something and it vanished when I went into fear.
I have a story when I was driving through this was years ago with an ex-girlfriend. I was driving through White Sands, Alamogordo area, and it was at night. We got done eating at Johnny Carino's, and I walk out, and it's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're getting ready to continue our drive into the mountains of Ruidoso. And we walk out and I go, whoa, look at that in the sky. And there's all these pretty constellations blinking in different colors. And it was obviously like shit. Look, they looked to me like Christmas lights in the sky. And then we'd look at them and then I'd pull up my phone and I go, I'm going to record this. And they disappeared instantly. And then I'm like, okay, that was weird. I go, you saw this, right? She goes, I swear I saw it. I mean, it was just, they were hanging in there for about 20 seconds. And I'm like, wow. And then right when I pull up my phone, they disappear. As I'm going into Ruidoso, taking the road into the mountains, bam, they appear right over my truck again in the sky. And they're just doing all these different designs and this and that. And the minute I pull out my phone again, gone. So, but I know someone, I had a witness with me, but
Well,
it was beautiful.
it's beautiful. And again, as an observer, I think more people like yourself have these experiences than, let's say, the archetype of the Harvard, Oxford teacher. And I'll tell you, and I want to explain why. Your listeners will know, but it's very important. You have an archetype, a personality that is open and somewhat childlike. And if the but no, but it in some ways, because you're open. When I say childlike, I have to qualify that. There's an openness to receive. There's an openness to, because there's a curiosity. Let's keep it at that. That's a vibrational match. I don't know the Bible as well as I should, but when we're like a child, we enter the kingdom of God. Okay? Because, and why is that? Because the frequency of the child is open to receive. It's curious. That's why the child heals faster. If we can embody that archetypal frequency during this time, it's going to be so much easier. And the way to do that better is to get back to nature, because that helps reconnect the frequency naturally.
I've always hated my nickname in boxing. It was Nino. The Nino, the kid. And I always, I under, I
Embody
never,
it. It's such a good archetype for
yeah,
you.
I just, I've always been like, oh, man, like, why? That's not threatening. But that's what they called me. So I just, that's what I kept. Nino's corner is the kid's corner.
But the new earth, the real America, is the man in his back shed in the homestead. It isn't the posh don in Oxford and the High Tower. Sorry, that's done. That's pyramid. That's
And
that.
have you noticed that we're also witnessing this, the breaking of the celebrity worship? That's a fall. Hollywood is, I mean, it was so
About
symbolic to
bloody
watch
time.
Hollywood burn, and everything that's happened to Hollywood now, people look at it now like, whatever, right? I mean, it's, there's no celebrity worship anymore. Of course, there's the remnants of it, but it's breaking down.
And this is the evolution of the soul, the human, realizing how hoodwinked we've all been. I mean, I was the poster child of that at a posh English boarding school in England. I've had to break so much of that programming. So we're all doing it in our own way.
So let me ask you this, man. Where do you see us in 5 to 10 years? Do you see us entering this Galactic Federation? Do you see people going to colleges anymore and getting
No, not
diplomas?
college. No. There will be amazing metal workshops and creative
Whatever
outlets.
you want to do, basically, there'll be
Whatever you
something
want to
for it. You won't
do.
need that piece of paper. And we'll be broken
Absolutely.
away from the money system too, right?
And 100%. Oh, the money system is going to be broken away very, very quickly. And I would say, actually, because you bring that up, with the Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Aries, I don't really do prophecy because it's not exactly I will say this now. I would be incredibly surprised if there isn't some new financial system visible by middle of February 2026 because of the astrology. Not because I'm making a jump, because I look at the astrology. That to me suggests, because Saturn is in a whole new system, it's like a whole new activation. So I would look very much to between Christmas time and February for that transfer of power. And the visible entity of this new system, the quantum, whatever you want to call it, will be extant by the end of February, I would imagine. I hope so. Because I think people are desperate. I mean, we are at the final hour. Because, I mean, so many of us, with inflation, it's really hard. And so the compassion's there. And the Americans have held on so long. And then, of course, there's a lot of doubt and fear because it's just so complicated. But I really do have huge faith that this is a rebirth. So to answer your question, America is going to be in a very successful position 5 years down the line. It's going to have much of the parks opened up in a way that we'll be able to go to places, you see, where we haven't been able to go. Remember, a third of the United States has been off limits for we the people. A third.
Insane. And although I'm not very big on the camping.
But even if it's
I got my back hurts. I'm just saying, but okay.
but Nino, even if it's you and I to visit, with some people to the Copper Canyons, the great Copper Canyons of the Grand Canyons, to go down and see the entry point of an old Atlantean civilization.
Yeah, then that fascinates me because you know there's a lot of they've uncovered a lot of Egypt archaeology there, which is blows my mind, which tells you we don't know anything,
Well, it's
really.
Atlantean, you see.
Atlantean. Okay, so that makes more sense.
It does. Exactly. The what we see as old Egypt, ancient Egypt, is the remnants of the Atlantean civilization.
Boom. George, thank you so much for joining me. Oh, do you have
Such a
something else
pleasure.
to say? Go ahead.
No. I mean, I can go on all day. Tartaria, just to throw, isn't it
Tartaria. Okay.
exciting? Free energy, ether.
We
That's
could do
coming
another,
back.
let's do another show on that.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Okay. God bless.
George H. Lewis, folks, where do they find you?
GeorgeHLewis.com, GeorgeHLewis@me.com, George H. Lewis Instagram. I'm just kind of George H. Lewis.
No, you're a beautiful person, man. Thank you so much for joining me. It was a pleasure. I love having this, a different perspective, giving my audience some hope.
Thank you. Well, it's the
It's
least I
great,
can
man.
do. And it's really coming from the heart because I know this is why we're all here, to do this work and to lead as an American civilization, which was always what we were meant to do in 1776. And it got scuppered because of the 1812 war, in particular because of 1871, when American was broke and had to turn to the European banksters. So anyway, here we are. We're going to get it right this time. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much, George.